she was having issues with the bank because it was really high fee for the amount that he would like to send to this friend. And it was 48 hours. So he got into us like, hey, I remember that you have this crypto team, USDC. Can you help me out to send this money to my friend because he will die if he don't receive the money. So yeah, we help him out and he start loving the crypto and see the real use case that this technology has.
Today, we are diving into a critical mission to redefine financial access in Latin America with Nelson Pena, CFO and co-founder of Amero Exchange, whose mission is really to break financial barriers and connect traditional systems with digital economies. Nelson, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, hello to everyone. Really appreciate to be here with you today, Sam.
Welcome to the Builder Series, where we spotlight visionaries transforming technology and innovation with USDC and the Circle Developer Platform. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So look, let's go to the beginning. Can you start by sharing the inspiration behind Amero? And in particular, I mean, what gaps did you and your co-founder see in the LATAM financial landscape that led you to create this platform?
What make us take the decision to resolve the different issues in LATAM was that the slow transactions for international payment, basically the high fees also. So I have a really good story about my grandma that he had a bank account in DR and she didn't know how banks system works. And she got liquidated basically with all her savings. So that's why we start building Amero, because we want to help to the people to have their own bank and basically have more control of their assets and also can send different remittance or money to any part of the world without getting those blockers.
You know, let's maybe, you know, double click a little bit on some of these financial barriers. Some of the experiences like high remittance fees or limited, you talked about limited banking access, but, you know, like high remittance fees, you know, I know that remittances are a lifeline for many families in the region. You know, how does Amero solution address some of these high costs and delays traditionally associated with these sort of transactions?
In LATAM, right now, for example, in Dominican Republic, if you use any remittance service, you get a high fee, like, for example, from 5.5% to 7%, and it can be up to 12%.
Ouch.
So, for example, yeah.
12%?
I mean, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's really crazy. So if you are sending to your loved ones $100, for example, you will pay a lot for it. So it's really slow because it could take also to 48 hours.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, if you have an emergency and you're trying to send money, it's gonna cost you an arm and a leg.
I can also tell you a story. One of our advisors that also get involved crypto ecosystem because he had an emergency with a friend that it was like do or die emergency that he needs to send money to Brazil because that friend has a healthcare emergency. And he was having issues with the bank because it was really high fee for the amount that he would like to send to this friend. And it was 48 hours. So he got into us like, hey, I remember that you have this crypto team, USDC. Can you help me out to send this money to my friend because he will die if he don't receive the money. So yeah, we help him out and he start loving the crypto and see the real use case that this technology has.
You know, you mentioned USDC. So let's go into how did you get connected with Circle?
We were first a partner with Wire. I don't know if you remember Wire. On that team, we met Tyler, he was working on the marketing team on that time. And after that, with all the Wire stuff, we reconnect again, and he told us that he was working at Circle. So he presented us and basically showed out us like, hey, this is a great team. They are building really great stuff in Latin America, so we need to help us help them out because mm-hmm. we were basically 70% at that time of lost or the core of our infrastructure.
Oh wow! Wow, you lost 70% of your infrastructure at that time.
Yeah, lost 70%.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
basically,
we
start rebuilding again.
Man, it's, and so you built this and now you're using it yourself. You're a user of your own product. So
yeah, of course. I have like 9 or 10 months that I don't use any bank.
Wow.
I just use our app.
Hey, look, I want to thank each and every single one of you builders for taking the time to watch this video. And as a special thank you, I'm offering $100 in credits towards Circle's developer services. That's right. Sign up today at circle.com/build. That's B-U-I-L-D to automatically receive yours. How far can that go? Well, look, that's enough for about 1 month of managing 2,000 active wallets, or it could go towards 200,000 smart contract platform API calls, or you know what? You can even use those to sponsor network fees. Make sure to go ahead and sign up right now. That's circle.com/build to receive your $100 in credits now. How is Amero, I guess, really trying to help users to feel more comfortable with digital assets and this whole thing? Or is it so abstracted from them that they're not even really aware or conscious that blockchain is involved?
Yeah, that's really the theme right now. And as you mentioned, we changed the narrative. Basically, the people for a lot of decades, they are adapt to a bank system. So this blockchain thing and all this stuff is really shocking, you know, for the adoption and basically the mass population. So what we do is to bring the World Bank like, hey, can we build a bank in the blockchain? Is that possible? So people can basically understand those concepts that they really know, but without being a bank system that they know. So what we are basically saying is that we are creating a new system. This is what we have used. And they basically even don't know that they are using crypto. For them, it's just money is just making a transaction, you know?
When a user opens the Amero app and wants to do a cash-in, it's super simple. They enter the amount, confirm the transaction, and get a reference number along with instructions to go to a nearby convenience store or bank like we do in the Dominican Republic. Under the hood, there's a lot happening, and that's where Circle developer tools really come into play. We use Circle's non-custodial programmable wallets, which are embedded into the app, so every user has their own wallet fully integrated. We also maintain USDC liquidity in our Circle Mint account once the cashier confirms the payment and the status update to complete it. A payout is automatically triggered from our balance. That payout goes straight to a smart contract on the Polygon network, which instantly sends the right amount of USDC to the user's wallet inside the app. From the user's perspective, it all happens in seconds. They hand over the cash, get their receipt, and when they check their phone, the USDC is already there.
So it's how I told in an event, my college, when I got my degree, I get to participate as a speaker in an event like, hey guys, basically it's like the cell phone. You don't know the operative system, how it works, but you use the cell phone because you use it in your daily life, and basically it's something that you can touch. So when you are given products in physical also that people can go and be cashless to any store, you are basically bringing the trust, you know, to the people that they can go to anywhere and basically are going to have the support to help them out for their transactions.
So I know Amero's vision extends beyond transactions to really creating a financial ecosystem. Could you share how you see this ecosystem evolving, let's say over the next 5 years?
If we continue with this narrative in LATAM, the people that we see and also hear this podcast know, but LATAM, between the different markets, prepaid cards, remittance, and also crypto, we move more than, it's a market bigger than $1 trillion every year. So I think that this is really important that we know it, because we can take advantage of it. If we continue with this narrative and present this product as this is the solution and right now the option that you have, the alternative, to be not only bankless, but also to do transactions in real time, the people will use like 3 or 4 users next week that they don't know anything about crypto, but they receive money through USDC, and we help them out to basically do the cash out and those stuff. And they didn't even know. They was like, hey, I didn't know that crypto was a really alternative, and I don't mind to pay any type of fees of what you have here, because it's less than a bank transaction. So The people really love it and will continue to do it. So yeah, in 5 years, basically, we are going to grow a lot, and we are going to get to more than 300 million of Latinos in Latin America and in the United States.
Man, I love that. Stablecoin, such a powerful use case. Before we wrap up, building off what you said about the opportunity for Latinos around the world, what message would you want to share with people in LATAM and beyond about Amero's mission?
I think that this is not only for big players and what we want to achieve to make happen. This is something for the people that they will need to also be part of it, because they are part of the Amero family. So I think that right, the message that it needs to be is that we are basically addressing not only for Amero, but for USDC, that they can spend it in their daily life and basically do their daily life more easier. Because as I mentioned in the beginning of the podcast, I have 10 months or 9 months without using any bank. And I am spending basically USDC. So if I am basically bankless, anyone can do it too. In Latin, they don't have those headaches that we know in the bank system.
And honestly, you know this better than anyone because you've lived it. You and your team built this for your community. And now you're serving that same community with something powerful. It's really honestly beautiful to see. Nelson, thank you so much for sharing your story and your insights. And big shout out, by the way, to your grandmother. Hearing her story was such a highlight. Amero's mission is inspiring, and I know folks will want to learn more. So where can people go to follow Amero or get involved?
Yeah, right now they can go to our different channels at Amero Exchange or to our website, amero.exchange. Also, we have our live in all LATAM countries, and we are expanding to United States also for any Latino or any people in the U.S. that wants to send money to LATAM. So, yeah, right now we have it on Play Store in the United States, and we are dealing to put it in App Store too.
I'll make sure we include all those key links in the description. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Builder Series. If this episode inspired you, don't forget to subscribe, share it, spread the word. Nelson, thank you again, and thanks everyone for watching. Until next time, take care.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Circle Builder Series. Check out the show notes for links to any resources mentioned in today's show. And if you enjoyed the show, please leave us a 5-star review and hit subscribe so you never miss an episode.